what we've tried to do over recent years is just simply to develop during the assessment phase, but also during the implementation of programs and then in the follow-up evaluations, just simply a greater sense that it is very important to obtain direct feedback from populations affected about the quality of what we provide. Because one thing is what you may think is the most appropriate response. And I'll give you an example in just a second. Another is how it is felt at the other end. Let me give you a very simple example, which refers to a change over the last 10 to 15 years. 15 years ago, we would have responded to a situation of a family with a missing relative by registering the person's personal data and going to see the different parties to the armed conflict to try and localize, take the example of Bosnia at the end of the war, and find a trace of that missing relative. If we obtained an information, for instance, a confirmation that the person had been killed in fighting, we would bring that confirmation back to the family. And with that, essentially ended the service provided by the ICRC. But when we sat down over that period with relatives and families, in many instances women who had lost relatives or who had missing relatives, they said that clearly covers only a very small part of our experience of having a missing relative. It is important that you try and obtain information for us. But if you obtain the information, in other words, for instance, you obtain the confirmation that our relative is dead, well, we want to localize the body. And once we've localized, first of all, the gravesite, we want you to look at the exhumation and identification of the mortal remain. We want to be sure that we're indeed burying the body of our relative. In other words, once they started to describe their own situation, one realized that the set of responses required by an organization like the ICRC was much more far-reaching than the narrower angle that we had had originally. And that's why this need to confront oneself continually with how the persons describe their own situation versus how what we might have prejudged and simply assessed initially. And I think it's this back and forth. So there, it's not something that will represent a radical departure. It's a further enrichment, I think, of challenging our own set of notions and perceptions more intensely based on feedbacks from relatives. Now, to that I can add that, as you know well, if somebody is unhappy with something that we have provided, since we have been present, if we take Afghanistan now, for over 2.5 decades in this country, we end up hearing about when people are unhappy with something we've done. If they feel that our medical assistance is not good enough or doesn't respond, over time you do end up hearing about it. But it is a very different thing to come just from your expertise to a population and to take from their perspective how they would describe their own situation. And it has to be a back and forth between the two. And I think this is one of the things that will reinforce and we will need to further develop. Yeah.